It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, well, we're going to have to stop here, I guess. Don't know what to do, so we'll have to talk with you next week, and hopefully that guest will show up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees of offenses, and then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
Whoa.
What? This is Marconi award-winning.
Get kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm saying.
So shocking.
Okay.
Shocking.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the e-brake brought to us by Service Experts and by Advanced Hair Restoration. We'll give you the three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is interesting because the e-brake started, one of the first e-brakes, if not the first, was when I referenced 101 Dalmatians and a character on that, Cruella de Vil, and you guys just kind of laid out, but I said it really strong. That same thing happened to Donovan this week when he was trying to think of the movie Splash, but he called it something else.
It's just crazy that sometime in the like 50s and 60s, we just decided, you know what? The ocean's pretty terrible. Let's point up to the stars.
It's really scary down there.
Right.
Let's go up there.
Let's go up
to space.
Let's go
the other direction.
I mean, how do we know
what did they find down there is what I want to know.
It could be a whole other underwater civilization of water people.
Right, Atlantis. I mean, Atlantis is down there.
I've seen Aquaman.
Did you ever see that documentary, The Abyss? That had water people in it.
Sure did. Damn sure did.
Where do you think Michael Phelps came from?
I've seen Mermaid.
You've seen Mermaid? You mean Splash?
Yeah, Splash.
I was like, The Little Mermaid? Or
man, I was trying my best, and
I've
messed it up.
Seen Mermaid.
It's Splash. That's right. That's right.
With Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks.
What do you mean, Splash?
That's funny. Mermaid sounds like a PBS special.
He was so emphatic about it. I've seen Mermaid.
I've seen Mermaid.
He's seen Mermaid.
Seen Mermaid. You mean Splash? All right, one more time just for laughs.
It's just crazy that sometime in the like 50s and 60s, we just decided, you know what? The ocean's pretty terrible. Let's point up to the stars.
It's really scary down there.
Right.
Let's go up there.
Let's go up to
Let's go
space.
The other direction.
I mean, how do we know
what did they find down there is what I want to know.
It could be a whole other underwater civilization of water people.
Right, Atlantis. I mean, Atlantis is down there.
I've seen Aquaman.
Did you ever see that documentary, The Abyss? That had water people in it.
Sure did. Damn sure did.
Where do you think Michael Phelps came from?
I've seen Mermaid.
You've seen Mermaid. You mean Splash?
Yeah, Splash.
I was like, The Little Mermaid? Or
man, I was trying my best, and I messed it up.
Seen Mermaid.
It's Splash. That's right. That's right.
With Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks.
What do you mean, Splash?
That's funny. Mermaid sounds like a PBS special.
Well, there was a lot in there from Matt talking about water people.
Yeah, water people.
Yeah, we need to slow that one down.
And Donnie had tried that tone of voice in the previous comment, too.
With Aquaman! Yeah, just throwing out all of his list of accomplishments. All right, there's Donovan as candidate number one. Candidate number two says here it's from the morning show. Is there a Gordon Keith?
I protest this one.
You should know this about Gordon. He sneezes like this all the time, but for some reason he decided to sneeze like this on the air while talking.
Big Breakfast used to push the idea that the breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It's the one that sets the tone. It's the one that gives you your energy as you head into the work day.
That makes sense.
It makes sense, but it's also, from what I hear, not all that true. Like, you should have a breakfast, and it should be nutritious.
Okay. That's a great job of covering your flippin' germs.
What?
Moron.
For those
call me a moron.
You just open sneezed the whole studio.
Open sneezed?
Yeah, for those who are concerned or confused, those were two sneezes by Gordo.
But you watch, if we don't properly cover up, Gordo will scold us.
I was protected by broadcast laws. By broadcast laws at this time. That was not a private sneeze. That was a sneeze for entertainment. Therefore, the rules didn't apply to it.
I think you are the first person I ever heard scream sneeze.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't do shtick sneezes?
Well, I do now, yeah. I think it's because of you. Just a...
It's funny to scream sneeze.
You're so weird. And you are candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from the hard line. It's Corby. This is during Picks with Friends yesterday. And he made just a really funny noise, or I guess it was a word. You be the judge.
The other side. Ooh. With the New York Giants.
Wow. What a traitor.
That's not a bad play, dude.
It is if the it's Cowboys aggressive. Win by seven. It's a horrible
it's
play.
Stupid. Like, after week one, you're still trying to make those plays to try and get ahead. It feels like a little panicky, but...
It's week two,
you
bro.
You go right ahead.
Why are you throwing so Hail Marys?
What was that noise? What are you doing? What was that noise you made?
You guys are acting like, oh my God, man, the Cowboys. Just...
You got that isolated? It's like someone grabbed a hold of him or something.
You hail youth.
One more time all the way through.
The other side. Ooh. With the New York Giants.
Wow. What a traitor.
That's not a bad play, dude.
It is if the it's Cowboys win aggressive. By seven. It's a horrible
it's
play.
Stupid. Like, after week one, you're still trying to make those plays to try and get ahead. It feels like a little panicky, but...
It's week two,
you
bro.
You go right ahead.
Why are you throwing Hail Marys?
What was that noise? What are you doing? What was that noise you made?
You guys are acting like oh my God, man, the Cowboys. Just...
You know, there was a wind-up to whatever that weird phrase was, too. He started going, you fill out the... Before he said it. All right, so is it Donovan? Is it Sneezing Gordo or Corby? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Thank you.
There's Gordon Vogt right out of the gate.
Thank you.
Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Job, it's Cruz and Lito. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
We would like to vote on the e-break.
Okay.
Me and 1970s version of Firecratch Mom would like to vote for Splash.
Okay. <Gosh. laughs> Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, this is the Real Piper again, and I vote for Gordo, nice sneeze, and I want to give a shout-out to Sting Royal. We have our first game this weekend.
All right.
Okay,
luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi.
She had to hear Firecrotch Mom while on hold.
You're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
What were the choices again?
Oh, my gosh. Darn. You're not going to run them down. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
People?
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, then back to the 25, the 10, 5, and Craig, who won?
Did Colorado State win?
You're damn right he did. Beat the UTSA Roadrunners, my God. All right, give me Gordon.
I did see some crazy Colorado State comeback. Wasn't it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't know.
They had a wild comeback. I don't know. They're off to a good start,
Way
I guess.
Way to go, Rams. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
I'll take number two and remind you that in honor of Lisa Horsell retiring, that he was the second guy to pose nude, correct? Or did I read that wrong? I think you read that wrong. I tell you what, I won't even give you that next question. You got it nicely. I think that was very fantastic. I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding. Really? Yeah, because why would you say that? Because it's somewhat funny. It isn't funny. It's not funny at all. No, it's not funny at all. Really? In fact, people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy? Wouldn't you think most people listening would know me? They probably think you are a jerk. Realize that. You are a jerk. They think it's a funny statement. I think it's a sarcastic thing. Sure it was. I'm on a show to try to help you out. We're going to have your fun here. No? You're telling me funny stories about Burt Reynolds and now it's all a sudden I'm a jerk. You were a big jerk. You take a shot at me. A shot? It's not a shot then. All right, Steve Korthwith. I think he was joking, Coach. I don't appreciate Bill making jokes to my extent. Well, I guess I thank you for stopping by. Thank you. Love you, Lee Corso.
Wow. I've never heard it that fast before. That's pretty amazing.
Maybe we need to review that audio at some point. I don't know if people have heard that.
Yeah, may not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break? Hello?
Hey, guys, E-Break Man, and
you say I'm some mermaid.
Man, what key is that in? But that's Donovan's vote. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
It's your Smoko, Coco's cousin from Marlboro Testing Facility in Lower Heaven. I talk Coco everything.
Okay.
Okay, there's something there. Smoko.
Not much.
Coco's cousin at the Marlboro Testing Facility.
Who you vote for?
Okay.
Gordo.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves
this is ridiculous.
A sneezing winner.
Big Breakfast used to push the idea that the breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It's the one that sets the tone. It's the one that gives you your energy as you head into the work day.
That makes sense.
It makes sense, but it's also, from what I hear, not all that true. Like, you should have a breakfast, and it should be nutritious.
Okay. That's a great job of covering your flipping germs.
What?
Moron.
For those
call me a moron. You just open sneezed the whole studio.
Open sneezed.
Yeah, for those who are concerned or confused, those were two sneezes by Gordo.
But you watch, if we don't properly cover up, Gordo will scold us.
I was protected by broadcast laws. Man. By broadcast laws at this time. That was not a private sneeze. That was a sneeze for entertainment. Therefore, the rules didn't apply to it.
Way to go. I think you're the first one to win by sneezing, at least in quite some time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't remember a sneeze ever winning it before. I won for hiccups once.
Yeah.
That was great.
Boy, you had him for so like funny. 10 minutes. How many wins is that for Gordo?
That is E-Break win number 108 for the great Gordo. He is now 31 behind the all-time leader, Norman Entertainment Sneeze Hitzkus.